Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Hey, everybody, let's get hot. This is Hot Talk with Mimi, your host, and tonight we'll be talking about prioritizing your spending. Do you spend on things unnecessarily and not spend on the things that you should? Today, Beef Stew Radio had a meeting, and I got to meet the Beef Stew Radio cast for the first time. And that includes Lex, OC Forever, Cap, Super Producer Cap, you know, and Big Stu, K. Nicole, and Will. So we were talking a little bit, and we started talking about things that people spend their money on. So tonight I decided to do that topic. Just spending frivolously on things that
you don't need to, instead of spending on things you should. So the first thing I think about that is that, you know, we definitely need to have a savings account. You need to save some money for a rainy day, whatever you need to save for, maybe a vacation, whatever it may be. But, you know, there are some people that try to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, and, you know, they're spending their money on all types of things. And instead of paying rent, they'll spend money on maybe sneakers or, I don't know, a purse or some shoes, crazy things. So tonight we're going to be talking about that. Hey, Cap, are you in the building?
No.
That's Super Producer Cap. And, you know, Cap, what do you think about this topic? Because it's something that affects a lot of people.
Well, I mean, responsible spending is difficult, especially in a society that's spend-driven. Everything is about spend, spend, spend. There's not much said about save, 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 because the way the economy works is the more you give your money away, the better it is for the economy. Because now you have to continue to produce by working in this country to keep bringing in more money. So they want you to spend. So it's hard. It's hard to live in a society where they put plenty of shiny things in your face. Somewhere something is going to tempt you.
Oh, yeah. Like you were saying that in the society today, the focus is on spend, spend, spend. And then, you know, if you really think about it, marketing is like on steroids these days. It's like something is everywhere. It's on a mug. It's on a pencil, on a T-shirt. It's on the side of the bus. It's in the subway. It's everywhere.
It's on your free apps.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, tonight I wanted to touch on the subject and, you know, if there's any listeners, we want to get your feedback. So call in 914-338-1685 or 877-288-6883. Is that not a good number, Cap?
No, I was still having some difficulty with that number. I think it's much easier to go for the 914.
Okay, so 914-338-1685.
Or facebook.com/beefstewradio. Get in on it. On the post. You see the post up there, just throw in your opinions if you don't want to speak. We'll jump in. Before you go into the topic, also, I just wanted to jump in on the meeting today, which is real good. You know, we met DJ OC Forever, who I only got to hear up until this point. You know, Lex I've known. I knew for a minute. And, you know, got to meet him. Of course, DJ Big Stu, I already know, and K. Nicole. But big up to K. Nicole for that lunch.
Oh, yeah.
That fried fish and the rice and the salad. was on point. And
it was delicious. Thanks a lot.
Moscato.
It hit the spot.
Moscato, Pepsi, and some juice. Can't go wrong with that. You know, it makes you look forward to the next meeting, if not for the meal alone.
Definitely. But the company is not too shabby either.
No, not at all. But I want to put hi.
But, you know, like we were saying before about spending, do we even know when our bills are due each month? Some people don't really care. I mean, some people don't even pay their credit cards on time. They don't pay it at all. They spend on it and don't worry about it later. They don't worry about the consequences. Yeah. But we have a lot of people out here with some bad credit.
Yeah, they think it's free money. It's not free money. Actually, you pay money on your money.
Yeah, I remember I was working for a credit card company, and the guy called, and I was doing customer service years ago, and, you know, he asked me if he had to pay off the debt until it was done, and I said, yes, sir, you have to pay off everything until it's at a zero balance. So he said, the hell if I am, and he hung up on me. So, you know, some people just don't care. They, you know, they do think it's free money, but, you know, you have to know when your bills are due, and really you have to kind of coordinate that with when your checks are coming, because, you know, some people get paid every 2 weeks, some people get paid every week, or the 15th and the 30th on some jobs, and, you know, you got to kind of think about that when it's time to pay your bills. But also just think about how much money you're spending on your bills, and think about the money that you're going to spend on impulse buying. You know, a lot of people like sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have those fresh Jordans, or, you know, some of these ladies today, they like these $300 and up shoes, and I think that's a little crazy.
Pink slip on the door.
Yeah.
Put your bag on your shoulder.
Exactly. So I say sometimes you got to cut corners. Like, you know, actually I was looking at something online. Like, I have an Instagram account, and I have some Instagram friends, and he put up a picture of a purse, and it was a Givenchy purse, and this purse was being advertised by Neiman Marcus, which is one of the people I follow on Instagram, and the purse was like $2,000. Now, the other person that I follow on Instagram, the purse that he saw, which was the same purse that was in Neiman Marcus, was $1,000. Even though that's still out of some people's price range, sometimes you can cut corners by going to certain stores and getting the same merchandise, which is in season now, for less. So, you know, some people need to think about that too, instead of just saying, oh, I want to go to Neiman Marcus because Neiman Marcus is a brand, you know, high-end store. Oh, I'm going to get this bag from Neiman Marcus and spend up all my money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Some people feel like it's part of the social status that if they... if they spent a certain amount of money, but no one cares when you look at it. It don't matter if you paid a dollar or $10,000. It's the same item.
Right, exactly. It's that keeping up with the Joneses. But I personally don't believe in that. You know, even some people will spend money on a car. For instance, I have a friend of mine that was telling me about another friend who she just bought a car, a nice car. And just before that, a few months before, she was borrowing money from my friend for her car payment for a lower-end car.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has a luxury car, and, you know, my friend is saying, well, is she going to call me in a few months saying that she doesn't have enough money to pay her car payment when her old car was about to get repossessed?
That's how it is.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. You know, it's nice to have nice things, but you have to think about how you're living before you get all these nice things. Can you afford it? Is it in your budget? You know, when I go to buy a car, I think about these things. And I sit down and I think about how much I want to spend. in a monthly car payment, because car payments can kick your butt, you know?
Yeah, especially luxury cars.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes that's rent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So in an effort to talk about prioritizing spending, I'm going to give you a few tips on what you could do to save some money, even though this might sound crazy to some people.
Save some money, dummy.
Let's talk about number one. Maybe take your lunch to work. How many people take their lunch to work? I know I don't, but let's talk about that. Maybe I could save some money. I could take a few tips of my own.
Pack a sandwich. I'm eating a sandwich right now. I pack my sandwich before I talk.
Peanut butter and jelly, turkey and cheese, throw some mayo on that bad boy, maybe some mustard.
Top ramen in the microwave.
Yeah. And there you go. You save some money. What is lunch cost these days? Maybe $10?
On average, you're spending
more?
$7 to $10. You might as well just say $10. Once you break a $10 bill, it's gone. So your lunch is going to cost you. I don't even think $5 lunches exist anymore.
No, not at all.
Even a $5 foot long, you end up spending $8.
Yeah, really, because you know what? By the time you buy a drink and some chips, come on now, that's $10.
$10 foot long.
So, you know, if you bring your lunch.
And put that per week.
Exactly.
That's $50 a week.
Exactly. So if you bring your lunch 20 days to the month on average, you're saving $200 for the month.
And then you can put that money towards your Gucci purse.
Exactly. Exactly. Or you can put it in your savings account for a rainy day. You never know what happens.
That's what I meant to say that.
Right, because we're talking about the impulse buys, what is bad for you.
I would never impulse buy a purse, so I'm all right.
Yeah? Not a fanny pack?
You like question?
Not a man bag?
There's no such thing as a man bag.
No such thing as a man bag?
No, only man, there's a man sack. There's no man bag.
A knapsack?
No.
A man sack?
A man sack.
What, a fanny pack?
No.
A dirty backpack?
It's dirty sometimes.
So you wouldn't impulse buy for your girlfriend? No Gucci bag for your girlfriend?
Plead a fifth on that.
Crickets. That's what I'm hearing right now.
My flexible spending will not allow me to answer such questions.
That means no. So, you can also save on gas by walking short distances around where you live. If you walk...
Well, don't drive to the bodega.
Exactly.
If you live in the middle of the block.
If you walk, you'd be saving money on gas. Who knows how much money that is these days, because gas is sky high.
Well, you can siphon gas, too. If you want, you know what I'm saying? You get the little siphon, you go, you know what I'm saying? So you can borrow gas from other sources.
And how do you do that?
Take the little tube, you put the tube into someone else's tank, and you just borrow a little bit of gas.
Listen,
you
I would
save you a lot of money
that,
on gas by siphoning.
Because you'll end up with a gas milkshake in your mouth.
Or you could do like some people do back in the day. It don't work no more, because now that's why the pump valves, a lot of times they make them higher now because people used to step on the pump in an effort to squeeze more gas out of the pump.
Oh, no.
That's why they moved it. That's why the pump cable, if it's in the front, is short. If it's long, it comes from above so that you can't step on it.
That's
I don't think that ever worked anyway, but I used to see people do that back in the day.
That doesn't work. You know what?
Jump on the pump.
You know what? Those little drops of gas, that's really not helping.
Yeah, it fumes.
Yeah, exactly. So number three, buy food and other household items in bulk and use coupons whenever possible. You know, I remember watching the Kardashian show, and there was somebody on there called the Coupon Lady. And, like, she saves so much money using coupons. I mean, I know a lot of people think, who has time to clip coupons or whatever? But who was it, Kourtney Kardashian? She was clipping coupons, and they were ripping up her coupons because they said she's a millionaire. But, you know, this is what some rich people do. They use coupons. People, some people with money, they may not be millionaires, but they may have more money than the average person, and they still use coupons. So I think we should adopt some of that.
I know some rich people.
And they still use coupons?
Coupons.
Wow.
On a regular basis, I know rich people who will complain for every cent. If 5 cents is out of place, they would debate it and argue it. Like, say they buy something that requires that they get back like 10 cents and they don't get it. They're going to make noise about it.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and maybe that's part of why they're able to maintain their money, because they keep on it for every little thing. Sometimes when you don't have much, you may feel, some people do it just out of looks, like, you know, I know it's a little off topic, but poor people tend to over tip.
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes they feel like, they may feel a little bit inadequate, like people think that they can't afford certain things, so they overcompensate.
Yeah, over tip. Give all their damn money, you know. $50 meal, man. Let me give him a $28 tip.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've seen it.
That's ridiculous.
I've seen people over tip, you know. You get one or the other. You get the extra tip, the extreme tipper, or you get, my water's not cold enough. I'm not giving him a tip. It's one or the other when it comes to the less fortunate.
Well, there's some people like my sister who just skip the tip altogether, so that's not cool.
Oh, you know, blew her spot up.
Yeah, she skips the tip altogether. And then I ask her, I say, well, where's the money for the tip? The tip is look both ways before crossing the street.
Yeah.
But you know what? She has a little bit of money in her pocket.
There you go.
So, you know, using coupons, it's good because, you know, there are some people who come out of the stores with over $300 worth of food, and they'll spend, what, $50?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, though. I got to admit, you know, when I'm in the supermarket, even though the receipt from last week has coupons on it, I can't front. Sometimes it's hard for me to just start looking at the coupons and seeing what will work. I have trouble with it.
To do that, but I always forget. That's my problem.
It's a real oversight for me. I just don't really look at it.
But what I would like to do is start buying Sunday paper so I can clip some coupons, because saving money is always great.
Mm-hmm.
So, number four, install energy-saving devices to your home or apartment, and you'll save on utility bills.
But like what?
Light bulbs.
Do those energy light bulbs really work, or just make it dimmer? You know?
I believe they do, because I look at my utility bill, and I think it's less money.
Yeah.
Actually, after buying certain light bulbs, I believe the utility bill is like maybe $10 to $15 less.
Yeah. Yeah.
Than what it was before.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I thought it was always a crock. I just thought they gave you some light bulbs that weren't as bright, and then you think you saved money.
Or even energy-saving appliances. Supposedly, you know, they save you money on the utility bills, which is great. Use credit cards as a last resort, because guess what? Credit cards. The banks love for you to have a credit card. You know why? It's called interest. They will stick it to you, especially if you don't have great credit. Your interest rate will be higher than 20%. And guess what? You're making them rich.
Yeah, and you're only going to, well, in a lot of cases, people pay the minimum. So if you just pay the minimum, in a couple of years, you've actually bought the item twice.
Exactly.
Because if your minimum is $30, they're probably taking 10 out of that. What do they call it? A finance fees, or what do they call those fees?
Finance charges.
Yeah, those finance charges. It'll be on $30. They take like 10 from you.
Well, that's another thing. Make sure you don't pay late, because guess what? Late fees are between, what, $30 and $35 these days. So if you're paying late, you're paying a late fee, and you're paying finance charges on top of the late fee. So make sure you pay on time. And really, I think this is the way to think about credit cards, if you're spending on credit cards. If you know you can afford it the next month around or the next 2 months to pay off the card, then use the credit card. If you know that you have to make minimum payments, think twice, especially if it's an impulse buy. If it's an emergency, sometimes you don't have a choice. But if it's an impulse buy, make sure that you can pay off that credit card the next month around, because that way, if you can pay it off, you won't pay any finance charges at all. And number six, if you don't have a savings account, start one and try to make deposits regularly, which means, really, I think that people should start to make deposits, direct deposits from their check. So that way, you have direct deposit, one part of your check going straight to your checking account, and one part of it going to your savings account. Even if it's $10, $20, $30, whatever you can afford to save, I think you should save. Because, of course, it's going to gain interest, and it might not be much right away, but over time, once you're saving and that compound interest in your savings account is a great way to save and build money.
And your mattress gains no interest.
Right. But, you know, in the future, you might want to think about using the mattress.
Yeah, that's the backup. You put some in the mattress, you put some in the bank.
I remember a while ago, there was a bank that went out of business.
In California.
They tried to keep everyone's money, I guess.
Well, the money was only, in the policy, is only insured up to $100,000. So if you had in the bank more than $100,000, you lost everything else. You got $100,000. So if you were a person that had $1 million in the bank, you were only getting back $100,000 when this place closed.
Well, FDIC insured, I believe, is up to $150,000, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, even that, if you got $1 million and they insure $150,000, money just got thrown away because the bank made some kind of bad business. I would say, you know, this might sound crazy, but with that kind of knowledge, if you're uncomfortable and you have more than $100,000, I'd spread it. I'd spread it, and I'd stay within the max of the insurance.
Right.
That way, if they go belly up, I get exactly what I have in their back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I had $300,000, guaranteed my $100,000 would be in three different banks.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the interest, I'd put that somewhere else.
It's better to diversify anyway. It's never good if you have that type of money. It's never good to leave it all in one place, unless it's insured up to the amount that you have there. Diversify.
Yeah, diversify your bong.
Bong bong. But you know, we have people who, you know, have friends that like to spend money, and I guess, you know, sometimes you feel like you have to spend money because they're spending money, or you have to go places that they go because you don't want to look bad. Maybe it's time to find new friends.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Or you could just say, no, I ain't spending that money.
Well, a lot of people don't say that because they don't want to admit that they don't have the money, or just to say that they don't want to do it.
They don't have the money. They just say no.
Because, you know, we're living in an age where, you know, it's a touchy subject for people to talk about money. Because everything is built around luxury. That's what, you know, the marketing strategy is these days. And going to clubs are so expensive. And
look, I ain't making it rain nowhere. If I make it rain anywhere, it'll be a hailstorm. It'll hurt.
Well,
nickels and dimes.
Yeah.
It hurt when that rain comes down. That's a hailstorm right there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's funny. But I think that it's time to find new friends in that case because, you know, maybe you're not on their level, so to speak. And even if you aren't, they should appreciate you no matter what and understand your situation.
Yeah, why not? If people want to go a certain place and they're doing things and then if that's where they want to go and you can't go, I guess at that point it makes it hard to hang out. But, I mean, I've had friends over the years where they wanted to do things that required more money than I was willing to spend, and they just went. I didn't replace them as friends, you know. It's just like, all right, you know, I'll see you when you come back. It's just not something I want to do.
It's kind of messed up. It's like, you're like, okay, I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
Yeah, I mean, that's why a lot of people who suddenly turn rich, their friends have to change because if you want them to do the things that you're doing, you're going to have to pay. And sometimes the person who came into this fortune gets angry at the people who don't have it. Like, you can't get angry. Like, I had a guy, he'll remain nameless, but he started his own business and he started coming into some money, and this is like a long time ago. I think I was still a teenager, actually. He was a couple of years old. He came into some money and then he calls looking for investors to invest in his company. And he's saying to us, like, hey, you ain't got just $5,000? I'm like, I'm 19 years old, and where was I working at 19? I think this spot called S&P Graphics. I didn't have $5,000 laying around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But he felt like, you know, he was way above now, and that should be easy to come by. $5,000 should be easy to come by. You know, so if we were in the same state and he went hanging out somewhere, he'd probably want to spend in that area where I couldn't do it. So the friends would have to separate because I can't hang with him.
Well, actually, if you're a millionaire, because I know like a lot of the young singers and everything, they, you know, end up becoming these millionaires, and some of them don't separate from their friends. I guess at a certain point, they're realizing, okay, yeah, I am the millionaire, so if I want to go somewhere, I'm going to invite my friend and I'm going to pay for them. Would you pay for your friend?
Yeah, my friend.
Right.
I don't know if I'd take everybody I ever met.
No, I don't mean everybody you ever met, but everybody, like your best friend, and, you know, they can't afford it.
That's different. I would do that. This time I did that, and I'm not rich, and do that anyway.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I'll pay your way, you know what I'm saying? So, right. I mean, that's cool. But,
right.
You know, bottom line is try to save, and I know it's hard. Sometimes we don't make enough money to make those ends meet, and then as a human being, you want to have some sort of luxury, something to make you feel good. So I know it's difficult, but even if you just put $5 aside a week, there's something that you don't need that you're frivolously spending $5 on. And you'd be surprised how much you earn. Like, okay, I'll give you one quick example of what I do. What I do is any change that I get back, I don't use it. I just put it into a jar, right? Now, I know some people do this, but for me, it's everything. It's quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies. And 1 year I did that, and at the end of the year, I went to TD Bank and threw it in a little change machine, and I had $650.
See, that's great.
You know, so it works. Now, my boy Joe, the barber, shout out to Joe, Pro Styles Barbershop in the Bronx, Tremont Avenue. he did it where if he broke a 20, now, I don't have it like that. I don't have that kind of strength. If he broke a 20, he would put that everything else away until he got a certain amount of money up. I can't do that.
Neither can I. But I will say this. hold on to your money, because you know what? Ultimately, you're making someone else rich instead of yourself. So save, think about it before you do impulse buying, and hold on to that money a little tighter. This is Mimi, and this is Hot Talk, and we'll see you next week.
Be Radio.
Where is
Yellow City?
All around it with the matching 10 boots. Hop up in the wagon with the 20 inch shoes on. Oh, riding down the street with a 20 G stack. Shorty paging me saying,
you know where you at?
Look up in the mirror, 5-4 up on my back. It's uh oh. Pull up at the spot, smoking in the parking lot. Everybody having fun, don't stop. Pray to God that I don't have to let the pop. It's maybe all the ladies want to chill with Benson F. Pushing up the bottle till there's no Mahoney left. Step it up to Louie, now let's see what happens next.
Yo, we gon' throw the party, yeah. Rock the party, yeah. Then drink Bacardi, freak somebody, yeah. Then leave the party till I hit the party, y'all.
What we gon' do?
We gon' throw the party, yeah.
Yeah, it's your man DJ Big Stewart. You know I'm taking over the situation. I'm in the building. I'm doing the Hot Talk hip hop all the way down, baby. We in the building. Let's go.
Butterfly belly ring, yeah. Butter leather boots with the tassels, that's mean. Oh, got up on her when she came up in the door. Rock it to the beat, then we took it to the floor. DJ in the club, spin the record back and forth. Oh, people going hard cause you know the mood is right. Everybody screaming like they had a Tyson fight. Young Hef in the back with his dime looking tight. Oh my, it's a sour diesel, mommy bouncing on my lap. VIP crowded, so I take it to the back. Up in the cold room where you find Zeno Rat.
Now everybody just throw the party, rock the party, yeah. Drink Bacardi, yeah. Drink somebody, yeah. Then leave the party till I hit the party, y'all.
What we gon' do?
We gon' throw the party, rock the party, yeah. Then drink Bacardi, yeah. Drink somebody, yeah. Then leave the party till I hit the party, y'all.
What we gon' do?
5 in the morning, more drinks at the crib. Waiting for mommy, get your in. Pop up in the coupe, girls riding with my friends.
Yeah, baby, it's a Saturday night uptown, Saturday jam. Let's get it going.
Scene looking sexy, shorty got a bad.
Oh
my god. Step up in the place, everybody getting wet. Sweating on the floor, dancing like they having sex. Popping champagne, taking bottles to the neck.
Yeah, come on.
Looking at my Jacob, it's about that time. Sun's coming up, about to close them blinds.
Yeah.
This is how we do almost every day. Now meet me upstairs with Kavasi.
Yeah. Yeah. We gon' throw the party, rock the party,
yeah.
Then drink Bacardi,
yeah.
Drink somebody,
come
then
on.
Leave the party till the after party, y'all.
What we gon' do?
We gon' throw the party,
yeah.
Rock the party,
yeah.
Then drink Bacardi,
yeah.
Drink somebody,
come
then
on.
Leave the party till the after party, y'all.
What we gon' do?
What is a party if it don't rock? We just gon' proceed to make it hot. A Yellow City party, no, it don't stop. We don't rock. What is a party if it don't rock? We just gon' proceed to make it hot. A Yellow City party, no, it don't stop. We don't rock.
Again, the RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bass, and inspector deck, make porn the chef. You guard, ghost face killer,
man.
And the
master. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my ground. You don't know me and you don't know my staff. Who be getting down when they come to a damn? Here I am, here I am, the master man. Patty cake, patty cake, hey, the master. Upside.
like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh my lord, another corn chop by the Wu-Tang Sword. Hey, 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 like that. It's the Method Man, ain't no whoopin' to plow. It's the Method, right, y'all. Get your warehouse, get your meth, get your skins. Don't forget your Audi, and we gon' do it like this. I got fat badges.
Come on, y'all, everybody got them blunts. Get them blunts out, light them up, let's do it. Y'all know how we did it yesterday. We gon' do it even real big in the day. We taking it back today.
hours of Guardia or Kennedy.
And a seat, no out the window, cause I like to see. And seeing as I have so fly, me in the clouds could speak.
And since we about to go in a few.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to tell Trey, thank you, that we up and grateful. What was you trying to say, boo?
Nothing, just grab my chain off the table and 282.
Okay, that little place is a great move, and ain't no problems. Let the water don't stay blue.
And the shop's there.
If they don't got them, they don't make them.
True.
No concrete, just sand. Throw away your shoes
right
now. That we are on our way. And a bag you pack in the car service is not late.
Everything's okay.
So I guess I catch you on the next track. Now I don't gotta ask.
Cause
that won't pass.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, and show me what you're working with.
Let's take some calls from the request line. Calling number one.
Hey, man, what's up? This is Dominique from Shady No Trailer Park.
What's up, Dominique?
I want to hear a song from Lil Yachty and Pete Pablo.
All right, I got that coming right up for you. Now, shout out to the radio station that gave you what you wanted.
W Boom Boom B, baby. What you doing from the front? What you doing from the back?
Wow, that's big. That's what's up.
And shout out to you, homie. Oh, no doubt. Shout out to you, homie. But my boy, I'm gonna let the world hear my boy Revenue Jones real quick, and I'm gonna let you get back to these tunes. All right, let's do it.
I gotta keep it PG. Oh, yeah. What's up, world?
What's good, homie?
Who am I?
You must be fire.
What to say, man?
You must be fired. My man put you on now. I'm ready to hear you.
Oh, man. I ain't nothing, man. We trying to do this CEO thing, man. Straight business, man. We talking our business. You know, this Revenue Jones, a.k.a. Brinks. You know, when I move, I only move with money.
I hear that.
I just came to talk some shit, though. Overliver, my boy. Test the ropes to get back on here, man. The Walker Ferrari, let me go and let them talk to you.
Man, get back to them tunes, but man, whenever you get time to hit me, and I'll tell you more about what's going on, because it's a lot of shit that happened today. All right, bro. I'll do that. All right, homie. That's what's up. Shout out to my Dirty South family. As you can see, we're doing it real big out in the Dirty South, from Harlem all the way to Shreveport, Louisiana, to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to Mississippi, Arkansas, ATL, South Carolina, and we even got mad things going on in Vegas, baby. This is how we doing it. DSW, B2 Radio, Showboat Classic. Let's get it in.
See my reflection, it ain't in your direction, so I pass it like a reverend. Return to my bishop wine ways, going wild like Western Kanye. Wherever I lay, my koofy is my home. God damn it, I'm grown, broke broad, I'ma leave your ass alone. Still wanna ride though.
Let it
get in between ya. Zoom, 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 yo. Party, party down and let's go.
Go, 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 go. I don't really wanna go.
Go, 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 go.
And leave the party while it's happening.
Go ahead, get busy.
Okay.
Get busy.
Go ahead,
get busy.
Party.
Go, 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 go.
I don't really wanna go.
Go, 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 go.
Alright, check this out.
I'm a dolly, I'm a rama, as a doma, I'm a bop, yeah. Never with a homer, shaman, no, a double llama. Money's bigger in the lawn, in the summer armor. Dama, let you up, shaman, llama, you a comer. Shaman, llama, 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 llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama,
llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama,
llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama, llama,
llama, llama,
llama, llama,
for yourself
or set
some goals.
Make a fair
dime out of dust
and coal.
Record number
four, but we
on the roll.
Hold up,
slow up,
stop, control.
Like Janet,
planet, stay
on the
Estonia.
Moving like
floor, coming
straight to Florida.
Lock like
you understand, block
the quarters.
Put it up
on bail, cause
the women's in order.
Like a three-piece
dish before I cut
your daughter.
Your pedal
talk on bail,
then I hit the
border.
Pity-pat
rapper trying to
get the
vibe.
I'm a microphone
being trying
to stay alive.
When you come to
ATL, when well,
you bet
not high,
cause the Dudley
family
gon' ride.
We'll be right back.
gives a fuck.
Remember this one. I know y'all remember this one. Let's take it back.
Working all week, 9 to 5 for my money. So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, "You're a liar." I said, "I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire." Took her to the hotel, she said, "You're the king." I said, "Be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing." Wild thing. Wild thing.
Wild thing. Wild
thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, "You have plans for the night?" I said, "Hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight." So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, "Hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing." Wild thing. She loves to do the wild thing. Wild thing.
Wild thing.
Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. The sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my dock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing.
Wild thing.
Wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Doing a little show at the local discotheque. This fire chick was on my dock, so I said, "What the heck?" She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, "Chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance." So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, "Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing."
say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, Walk, you ready? Just break out of here. I'm still a big stop, baby.
I ain't finished yet, though.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pit. And listen to the talk that tune in a delivery room and what I asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie was brought the work of the older to a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a base that consumers should erase it in the first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk through it then even talk through it and say, y'all can't have none of that. Tell them what to say, mate.
That's what it is, baby.
cells, I think of me and Shelly. She's my type of hype and I can't dare when brother tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be high, and I can be high. All I can do is say back as kids we used to get when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, singing out with like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her, and it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I loved you so, and if I was your man, then I would beat you. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I started to tell you the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. The letter came back 3 days later. Returned to sender. Damn.
Well, once again, DJ Big Stu, you can hit us up on Facebook. /D2Radio, you know what I'm saying? ATD, www.facebook.com/D2Radio. You can also hit us on twitter.com/D2Radio. And just check us out. You can hit us on youtube.com/D2Radio, too. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you stay up with us, man. We be doing real big things, man. It's getting bigger and bigger as the days go on, man. Once again, it's the People's Choice of Hip Hop Beats Through Radio. I'm feeling like taking it way back.
I don't care. I'm number one.
got the bases in. I'm kind of stingy, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, because I want you to comprehend. Because I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia, and then you get worrier. So that's it, my mother not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this one a hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I want the duckers, this is raw based world. I'm on a mission, you better just listen. Till my rhymes, because I'm all about different cars.
Both our names had Jackson on the end.
I really like what you like.
sugar steak. Remind me of them strips and roof crisps. You love my smile, no matter how chipped my tooth is. With you, it ain't because my whips is ruthless. So sit on chrome, dipped up deuces. And you ain't flattered by canary envious dip taste. Cover ballers look dumb when they press you. Fives and sixes, you don't let them kind of numbers impress you. Even though I was somewhat successful, me and a player was becoming too stressful. But ever since, the superwoman has come to my rescue. My winter's been wonderful, my summer's been special. I'm gonna fly the same bar while the villa be painted, just so we can get really acquainted. The love is real, there's no way it can feel like it's tainted, but I can't really explain it. Yeah.
Y'all know what I do. Y'all know where I'm at. Y'all know how I'm doing. Let me let you know where we at. That's what we got to say. What? They said they didn't hear me. No, but get off me. Get off me. Don't let me press the button. I'm going to press the button. Yeah, that's what we do here. The number one, the not 10, the number one in making the hot hip-hop rock all night long. It's your man DJ Big Stu on the station. That's the People's Choice, having the ball up in here on a Saturday night. Big shouts out to my crew, man. We had a nice little get-together, man. Me and the staff on the Beef Stu Radio crew, man. Where we was doing it real big, man. Want to shout out to the whole crew. K. Nicole did her thing. Cooked the fish and the rice and the salad. We sat back. We drank the Moscato. And we had a good time like a good family supposed to. I want to give a shout-out to all my crew in the Beef Stu Radio family for showing up. And, you know, having a good time today, you know what I mean? It was real good. I felt real good. Got big things are coming. That's what's up. That's what we're doing. Check us out, man, every night. You know what I'm saying? We got something different every night. Somebody in the family rocking every night. We got two new DJs coming to the station. It's going to be real big. You know what I'm saying? We got two new people coming on two new different nights. You know what I'm saying? Things is going to change up, you know? Things are going to switch up. Things are going to get big up. Get big up. That's what it's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And we got other things. We got a lot of events coming up, man, that we're going to be at. We're going to be doing things live. You know, we're going to let y'all know about a few things in the future. But we're going to be airing live at a lot of events. We're going to be a part of a lot of events. Showboat Classic is basically coming back up again. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be out there, too, as well. Yeah, man, it's just real big, man. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy for all the support for all you people that definitely be out there listening to the station, that be supporting and checking out the, you know, the website. Man, thank you. Can't thank you enough. Keep staying tuned because we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to make it real, real big. It's not over. And I promise you that. But we're going to take it down. We're going to take it to the top. We're going to take it up a notch. You know what I'm saying? We're going back to the grill again, y'all. Let's do it.
Ready for war, Joe, how you wanna blow these spots? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your Hummer, the punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles, we'll do this zoo while he's serving spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor, Joe, we crack, fuck them all. If they move, noodles, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little, diddle. Did we know that we riddles a middle, didn't do diddly. It'll be a cold day and hell's a day I'm picking out. Make no mistake, for real, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. I'm still a fat one that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's wake. Slap you, then I whack you with myself to yay. I rub your face off the earth and curse your family. Children like Amity, drilling, drill the nerves in your cavity, filling insanity, building. killing a pavilion in my civilian. The canopy, the anarchy that humanity's feeling. A villain without remorse is willing to out your boss forever and take all the cheddar like child support. I support punning anything he does, anything he loves. A brother from another mother sent for the above. A thug nigga just like me, one of the best might be. Even better, leaving niggas kneeling on their right knee. Spike Lee couldn't paint a better picture. You small change, you're blowing out your brains, getting richer. Hit you with the Mac. Mac, Mac a bitch, nigga, what? You getting stuck. My trigger figures, it's a yes or fuck. Fuck Jules. Jules. Cruising in the land, pumping cash rules. Last crew to one and caught a 100 trying to pass through. That's true. So who the next to get it? T.S. the best that did it. Get it off your chest, kid, admit it. And it's here, yeah. And you don't stop. 20 shot Glock with the cop killer, thriller to the top. Yeah. And you don't stop. So we crashed the rock and big punks. Hot nigga, what? Bring it, I'll blow your whole spot. Yeah, and you don't stop. It's still 187 on an undercover guy. Fuck the police, I squeeze first, making meat dirt. Take them feet first through the morgue, then lodge them in the deep earth. The streets curse, the First Amendment culturally biased. Opposed to suppliers with rights tonight, I hold my rosary tight as I can. I'm one man against the world, just me and my girl, Black Pearl, Athena, my scene. But keep it real, you know the deal. We steal from the rich and keep it peeping, it's no secret. Watch me and Joe go back and forth from Freak Creek with me. As I cruise in my Beamer, all the kids in the ghetto call me Don Cartagena, kicking ass as I blast off heat. And you never see me talk to police, so you should know that I really don't care. Pull you by the hair, slit your throat, and I leave you right there. So beware, it's red, that niggas want beef. Big punk speak, and let these motherfuckers know how we run the streets. I'm on the streets deep with no compassion. Puerto Ricans known for slashing, catching niggas while they sleeping, no relaxing. Keep your eyes open, sharp reflexes. Three Texas in the G-flexes, just in case police testers. Street professors, seven squad, ghetto scholars, full of clips mark, and flicks the free regard when the metal hollers. Better acknowledge y'all get knocked down until I'm locked and shot down. Had to be, couldn't make me put my clock down. We locked down, fake rounds in the chamber, boogie down major like nine. I bust mine every time, plus I'm the crime boss of New York. When we talk to walk, all my niggas carry chalk and stalk. I pray like a predator. Whoever wanna go and get it, set it, baby, and I'ma bury ya. So remember the squad that I'm repping. I'm full of clip of my weapon and punish niggas till it's Armageddon. Yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot Glock with the cop killer, still up to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop. So we cracks the rock and big punks with the gun cock. Yeah. Hot nigga, what? Bring it, I'll blow your whole spot. Yeah, and you don't stop. It's still 187 on an undercover guy. Yeah, and you don't stop. 20 shot Glock with the cop killer still up to the top. Yeah, and you don't stop. So we crash the rock and big punk keeps the gun cocked. Yeah, and you don't stop. We're making hot nigga, what? Bring it, I'll blow your whole spot. Yeah, and you don't stop. It's still 187 on an undercover guy.
Man, Jimmy, let's do it.
Right, sir. Make your lips when you're talking. all the cool with. Yeah, yeah, you know I'm always on that cool shit. Walk to it, do it how you do it. Have a glass, let me put you in the mood. Little cupid, looking like a student. Long hair with your big fat booty. Back in the days, you was the girl I went to school with. Had to tell your mom and sister to cool it. The girl wanna do it, I just might do it. Get her off with some pimp fluid. Mommy, don't worry, I won't abuse it. Hurry up and finish so you can watch Clueless. I laugh at these niggas when they ask who do this. But everybody know who girl that you is.
Beautiful.
Beautiful girls going to the club tonight.
Oh, I just want you to know.
I see my baby boo shit, I get foolish. Smack a nigga that tries to pursue it. Homeboy, she taking, just move it. I asked you nicely, don't make the dog lose it. We just blow throw and keep the flow moving. In a 6'4", me and baby boo cruising. Body wagging, teary, get blue in. Had him hydraulic squeaking when we screwing. Now she's yelling, hollering out, snooping. Hooting, hollering, hooting. Black and beautiful, you the one I'm choosing. Hair long and black and curly like a Cuban. Keep grooving, that's what we doing. And we gon' be together until your mom's moving. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you. When you don't ask why I roll with a crew, when twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. On the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
I got the shine.
Now throw your hands up in the sky.
to the good life. We'll be like the girls who ain't on TV, cause they got more ass than the models. The good life, to keep it coming with the bottles. The cheap feel booze like she bombed at Apollo. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like BA or the Bay or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
Like I'm doing the hood. The only thing
I wish it would be good.
Welcome to the good life. He probably think he could, but oh, I don't think he should.
Welcome to the good life.
50 told me, go ahead, twist the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate. And watch the money pile up. It's good life.
I come for mine.
Yeah.
I got to shine.
Now throw your hands up.
Getting some hands with that ass. He said, I never seen snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's that everything that having it is. I was splurging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. Cause I always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined the good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
Keep it smooth, dog. We're going to rock with 50 Cent, man. For all of y'all out there that's best friends, all y'all guys and girls that's best friends, let's rock it.
All I do is cry. Please.
There's always your best friend. I want you around all the time.
I want you around me all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend. If I was your best friend.
Shout out to my man OC and the Block Club DJs in the building. Taking over.
You'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend. If I was your best
first
friend.
First we get to talking. Then we get to touching. If we get past the phone games, we'll be fucking. I kiss like the French to put my tongue in your ear. Do it like the dogs do a girl and pull on your hair. For me, a different scenery just means a different position. In the tub or on the sink, I improvise, now listen. In the chopper on the jet, join the Maha Club. I'm no fool, I know money can't buy me love. But I'm a different type of nigga to make sure that you know. Instead of a rose, there's 100 dozens of those. See, I see something special when I look in your eyes. With your legs way back, I say this pussy is mine. If you ain't sure when I'm talking, I don't tell you no lies. But there's things that you say that have me wondering why. When I don't say what I'm thinking, it don't mean that I'm shy. Got on that shit that you picked out for me, that's why I'm so fly.
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around me all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend. If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend.
Why you in your bubble bath, I can wash on your back. When you're putting on your lotion, I can help you with that. I sit and think of things to say that may make you smile. Or give you gifts from my heart to reflect my style. The slang I use when we build may change how you talk. And if I'm focused when I'm stroking, I can change how you walk. It's the swagger that you come with when you come from New York. I'm a hustler, I just hustle in the things that I bought. Separate me from the rest, I feel like I'm the best.
There's a price to pay for feeling you, I pay that twice. I'm as ghetto as it gets, girl, you know that's right. I ain't got nothing to hide, baby, I tell you my secrets. But you end up being around long enough to be shit. I get closer to you, I mean closer than close. I get into you after I take off my clothes. Girl, I've been into you mentally long before.
If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around me all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend. If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time.
I want you around all the time.
Girl, I'll be your best friend. If you promise you'll be mine.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Come on.
Either he is or he ain't your man. He said he's just a friend. If I was your best friend.
From the top. Tippy, it's all my people.
Sing it, daddy.
Hey.
Everywhere I go, I seem to hear it. No matter where I go, I rather seem to see it. Everywhere I go, I rather seem to hear it. No matter where I go, I rather seem to see it.
Gets down, rip sand with the six down, piss down, lick round, get off my dick now, get crap, hot style, you can style style, timid, scared to get in it, these doors rock loud, unchained, untamed, you know my name. It's not a game, just pain flows that kill shows. You can feel, yo, kicking in your dough like a steel toe for real. Yo. Y'all gon' learn, I'm a bit germ. When you come short on big worms, you get burned. Punks don't get turned, they get done. And get some, come get some. The last victim lie in a ditch. Now who wanna fuck with hot neck? Niggas chew gum with they ass and pop shit. Me and Funk Doc get toxic. A bowl of rice and some chopsticks.
Get my from behind.
so he can take control. Can lick me from head to toe, so we can get a sensual seduction. So I can never see you with eruption. With no interruption. So he can never get a seduction.
Might be with him, but she thinking about me, me, me. We don't go to the mall, we don't go out to eat. All that we ever do is play in the she. Smoke us a cigarette, then go back to sleep. Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. I'm gonna take my time. She gon' get hurt before I'm gonna take it slow. I'm not gonna run.
But you know I ain't gonna say shh. See, my game is outrageous. I got it to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't no need for me to rush the bus one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa.
info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Got myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Gats and holsters, girls on shoulders. Playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the gap. Where the true players at? Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. Take my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down to that, platinum plus, like this at, dangerous, on Trizak, leave your ass piss at.
Different times, different days. This is how we do what we do. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building. K. Nicole's in the building. Everybody's in the building. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into some non-stop 55 minutes of just non-stop music. But K. Nicole's going to come through and drop some bomb on y'all in a little while. But right now, we're going to get back into some more music. But I just want to let y'all know where y'all at. So don't you never forget it, because I ain't going to forget it, and I ain't going to let you forget it. One more time.
I just want to be close now.
Talk to me.
Oh, baby. Tell me all your troubles, yeah. You won't ever have to worry, no. One more thing, you can just trust everybody. Everybody you see. No, no, you'll find yourself lost.
I told people off, I freaked it. That's what they told me today, so I'm going to live up to my name. You know, I be going one way, then I go the other way. I just rock it tonight, Saturday night. We're going to get it popping. I'm going to make it funky all night, whether it's hip-hop. But this still got something to do with hip-hop, because this is the roots of hip-hop, baby.
Beautiful lady, beautiful lady.
Number one, Terry Hilton.
Terry Hilton?
Yeah, they said she need a makeover. What you think?
Wow.
I mean, maybe a different style. Makeover don't have to be bad, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different style, different look.
She don't dress like, you know, sometimes I see some outfits that look a little, but, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe some outfits, yeah.
Oh.
I thought the money wasn't, you know, Beyonce-ish or Rihanna-ish yet, so that's, you know, I thought she was in the beginning stages.
What, Keri Hilson?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I like Keri Hilson.
I mean, I like it too. I
but
mean,
a different
nice.
Look, maybe it'd be nice for her. Because, you know, she got the short look most of the time. So
yeah.
Maybe something else. You never know. Keri Hilson. All right. They say Tamika Tiny Cotton. Y'all know who that is. Tiny.
Hmm.
They say she's in need of a makeover now. What you think about that? I totally agree. She needs a makeover.
Yeah, well, we agree to that. She got the money to get it, though.
She can do it, but, you know, she don't think she
needs
a makeover.
You know, people are proud of themselves, you know. But, I mean, when you're out in the public like that, in a public media like that, there are different things you do need a makeover for different reasons. But, you know, that's the only reason why I would think that she would need a makeover, because she's out there in the public. But other than that,
you know, she's just,
you know, not on television and not doing what she do.
All
right, you know, the way she's, you know, the way she's at in the public eye, that's
the
reason why
she's. Yeah, I agree with you. I think like she needs to dress that. She comes out with everything tight, tight to this. You gotta be sexy that way, you know. You gotta represent yourself that way. You come. You know, when she goes out, you know, when they go out, she's like real super sexy. There's nothing wrong with super sexy, but some situations are not called for super sexy. You know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah, so who's next?
Ashanti.
I haven't seen Ashanti in a while.
I haven't seen Ashanti either. But if she still got that same look, then I could see Ashanti with something different. So, I don't know.
I haven't seen her.
I'm with you on that one.
You know, there's no if she was, you know, she's been out the loop for a minute.
Yeah, no. But I don't really know either. I don't know what Ashanti is looking like now. Lil Wayne, they say, needs a makeover. Yeah, I totally agree. He needs to grow up. Lil Wayne, grow up.
Lil Wayne?
Yes, Lil Wayne. And I'm going to put Baby on that list, too. I mean, not Baby. What's his name? Lil Wayne Dad.
Birdman, baby, you said it.
So, that's his name, Baby?
Yeah, that's his name, Baby.
The other one was Baby. Okay, yeah, him. He should be on
Manny
the makeover.
Manny Fresh and Baby?
Nah, not Manny Fresh. I'm thinking about
baby,
Birdman.
I'm saying it's Baby.
Birdman.
Yeah, that's his new name, Birdman. No, Baby is his brother, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a different person, but Birdman needs to be a pig. His old eyes, always got his pants hanging lower than the young dude. Tattoos all over the place. I mean, like 50 years old, man. They need makeover.
Well, that's the hip hop style to be a star, you know?
No,
he can't come out there dressed like he's 65, 55 years old. He's still
like
selling
that.
Records.
Listen, you know, you see Jay Z, man, has toned it down a little bit. I mean, sometimes you see him.
Yeah, did you know Jay Z had a different outfit? But, you know. I mean,
well,
he doesn't, you know, he had outfits where he had his joints.
You know what I'm
first,
talking about when you talk about
but not
him.
That low. But Jay-Z had his swagger on a couple of times in the early days. He changed it up, you know.
Up.
I mean, I'm not going to say he grew up. He just probably just as the money got up with more, he was like, I can't rock like that. It's just about money.
These little 16, 17-year-olds be having on. It's a way to dress. You can still be fly. You don't got to look like that. You know you don't got to look like that. You can be flies. You can be older men looking like the grown men.
I don't know.
I think you need a makeover. Him and Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, you need a... Definitely
well, Lil Wayne, you know, it's a different story.
What's a different story? Lil Wayne
be having his pants all the way down. That's a different story, you know.
Yeah,
Jay-Z don't have his pants all the way down, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
And Baby don't have his pants all the way down.
You don't see those
videos. Not with Lil Wayne had. Lil Wayne
Baby's
have his pants all the way down.
Birdman is just as bad.
Yeah, Birdman doesn't.
Birdman is like twice.
I mean,
new age.
I mean, I agree with you on there. We both agree. We agree. You call him his dad, you know, and they raised him, so we know he's old enough to raise him.
All right. This is Mariah Carey.
She
gained a lot of weight, too, for him.
I haven't really seen her.
I just recently seen her.
Nick had her locked down since the baby, so I haven't really seen her to judge her.
No, she gained weight. That's it.
Huh?
But you know, that's true.
I mean,
Mariah Carey always,
right.
Always had that same look.
Mm-hmm.
She never looked different.
I hear that. I mean,
she used a little makeover, something different.
Well, if that's the, like, I guess.
She can use something like, but she gonna still be pretty. Mariah Carey is pretty anyway.
She might not like what you're saying. She might say she's all right, but
she's all right. I love Mariah Carey, but something different, that might be a little spicy for her. Because, you know, Mariah Carey looks getting old. Not to say that, but it's going with her oldest. She needed looks to make her fresh and new.
Wow. K. Nicole just called Mariah Carey old.
Mariah Carey's up there. We know that. She's still kicking, rocking. Mariah Carey.
See? For a woman to call Mariah Carey is like a old, is like a man to call Denzel old to a woman. Women still like Denzel. You know, Denzel is old as hell. You know what I'm saying? Denzel
old
is he's walking different now.
Old as hell, but they still
and
like
women
Denzel.
Be like, oh, Denzel still, and Denzel. So that's the same equivalent if a woman calls Mariah Carey.
But I agree with you on Denzel. He's definitely old, but he's still a nice old. He's a nice old.
And Mariah's a nice old.
Oh, I'm not saying that. I love Mariah Carey, but a nice little change in look, I don't think we'll do her wrong.
Just don't Tina Turner her out, you know.
Nah,
they changed Tina Turner look, you know.
Nah, I don't mean nothing.
And didn't change.
But you'll see, Mariah Carey's going to come out with something different, I'm going to tell you.
I don't know. She's not coming out no more. Nick got her locked down.
Yeah, she's
trying
to, she always
want to
say that
Mariah
Carey's going to come out with
something. She's going to make a Christmas album, and that's going to be it.
All right, Jennifer Hudson.
What they going to make over? They going to give her some more weight back? What they going to do to her?
I
you know, she's been to 5-10 makeovers already.
She's going to make a new makeover.
Jennifer Hudson been maked over every year or something new, ever since she got the award, Dream Girls. Y'all don't got to give her a new makeover. She got more makeovers than Luther. I don't mean to say it, man. You know what I'm saying?
They want her to be made over again.
They
want to
do what they want to do to this poor girl. She done lost 500 pounds and she gained 500 pounds. She got a commercial. You can see both the ways she's looked. You know, she can sing both ways. I don't know what else she could do. She don't need it. What you gonna make over her, dude? You gonna give her some muscles now?
They got this other person. I never really heard of her, but she's a rapper. Azuela Banks. You ever heard of her?
No.
So she need a makeover.
Before she get a makeover, she need to get known a little bit more, you know what I'm saying?
She must be known enough to be on the list with the rest of them, but we just
Said, we're going to throw some foreigner on there this list, you know?
She's somebody from somewhere that's getting it, but I don't know. I don't even know how she get on this list with the rest
of them. I mean, well, she get a pass because we don't even know who she is. She gotta be big though.
With
all due respect, she gotta be big.
I don't know, maybe she is. We just don't know about that. Number one. You hear my drum roll? That was so wack.
Who could this be?
Beyonce.
Beyonce?
They said they want Beyonce to get a makeover. They probably want Beyonce to tone it down.
What, to put some clothes on or something? Cause she can't get Just gonna put some clothes on. That's it. And I'm gonna tell you something. There's probably 6.17 million guys that disagree with whoever said Beyonce.
But still, men don't even need her.
If that's a woman, we understand. Who is this author that made this thing anyway? What is their name?
I caught an article and I was looking online in Boston.
I want to know who's the writer.
I'm gonna look that up for you.
Yeah, cause I want to know because they, there's a
well,
few of them
go
that
ahead.
I.
Let's find out you don't want her to get a makeover.
Who?
They need a post-test Beyonce makeover.
No, no, no. I'm just saying that I don't see Beyonce to be on that list.
Get a makeover?
Yeah, I mean,
but, and,
I don't see
Beyonce.
Beyonce
got the same look too, though. I mean, even though
she got the performance share look.
I
got
that,
satin panties, on with heels on, and I'm singing and dancing on the stage. That's the American way.
That's the minus hating.
That's the American way. It started. Hey, let me tell you something. It started with Dorothy Dandruff and them, the Lena Horne, all the way down.
I don't know what they want.
To Beyonce, that's being a black pop star. All black pop stars. I hate to say it, from the beginning of time. They wore the satin leotard, sexy thing with the heels, and sung real good and danced real good. And they always been the successful black sisters in the music business.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
they
white sisters, too. The white ladies started by, you know, you got Lady Gaga, you got Cher, being Britney Spears, Katy Perry. You know, that's when you make it, when you can sing with the heels on and the shiny panty leotards. That's when you're a singer. That's when
maybe
you're a pop star.
Maybe they
want to
get a different leotard, something else. Maybe something even more revealing.
So
like, oh,
I don't think dudes want to see Beyonce in something different because she sells 1 million tickets, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You put her in a business suit and some glasses and have her singing some of the songs she sings?
They're going to still sell out. Right now, they will still sell out. Not new, Beyonce, but right now, hell yeah. Sell out.
You're going to have to make her look like a school teacher.
Nah, Beyonce will look nice because she's going to have the pants suit with the heels on still. She's going to be sexy.
We're going to be feeling, I'm jipped, man. I got jipped. There's some dudes that don't even like the music. Like, I don't like that. I just come here and I'm chill. What happened? That's what you want to see.
I don't care what you say. You will be enjoying Beyonce in her pants too.
Let me tell you something. That's... it's not going to happen. Right now, you go see Aretha Franklin concert. I don't mean to say it. Love the lady's soul. Would everybody be senior citizen now?
But she's a senior citizen. I mean,
the movie. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Mr. Big concert will have a lot of young people there.
He's talking sex and nasty. You already know that.
She's old sex and nasty. She got married at the age she is again to the young dude.
Yeah, but she ain't talking all that. Like, Mr. Big is talking about, you know what he's talking about. Between the sheets.
So, number one was that?
Beyonce.
And that's why they made it number one, because they saying Beyonce. Because number one is supposed to be the one who need the makeover the most.
Oh, maybe
now, they trying to say
she
should stop wearing her dairy, whatever, House of Derriere.
She probably won't do a makeover. She'll probably
stay. No, I'm just asking. I just want to know, should she stop wearing her own clothing line? Is that boring? You know?
I don't know. Maybe they just want to see it. Maybe she can stay sexy, but with a different look.
Well, I remember telling you, K. Nicole, that she need to change her look a little something one time. You remember that?
I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Because K. Nicole is fronting. She is probably the biggest Beyonce fan
right
in
now.
The building.
I'm going to tell you right now. I love Beyonce. I don't care what she does. She don't got to
She will play her...
She could be in a pin,
most,
too.
She will play the song that you hate the most of Beyonce all night
That's
long.
Right, because
not the
Beyonce.
Song you like of Beyonce. Whatever, and you know, some people out there, I don't like, I don't hate none.
That don't mean nobody else likes
I'm just, you know, I play pop music, but I'm not the best fan of pop music. I play all music. You know what I'm saying? I play music because I know I play with the people, like, because I'm the people's choice, you know, of hip-hop or whatever I do. But when I'm on my cycle chilling, there's a lot of other songs that Beyonce and Destiny Child made that I feel is real soulful or real hip hop or real R&B, and I listen to that.
Okay. I listen to all Beyonce. I like all of
them. Now, you're kind of strange, too, when it comes to music.
Why?
You listen to a lot of strange music.
I like everything. All music. All music is...
Very picky.
Picky
when I be doing
like
music for your show.
Nah, not no more. I thought you do your thing again.
I haven't... did my thing in a while, you know, every time.
No, I just want certain things and then you do it. Do. If you're the DJ, I put a whole bunch of stuff I just like, you know. You know how to mix it up.
We are in the building.
Definitely.
With the hot talk. You know what I'm saying? Save your money.
Save your money.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
save your money, invest
save your
money.
It's just knowing little things. Like she talked about coupons. She talked about different things to know to save money. It's different little things you can do to save money. It's a lot of things we don't need. We just buy it. We just do it.
You can hit the website and you can see a few things that Mimi said that you could do. And, you know, her and Kappa, they talked about different things. So you can hit the website, www.beefstewradio.com, and you can read up or even listen to the show again and hear who made a make need a makeover, because we could debate what about four of them.
Which one?
For sure, Beyonce and Keri Hilson.
Okay.
And it was and Mariah Carey.
Maybe now Mariah Carey done got a little chunky. She might need a little makeover right now. But you know, she just had them twins, so she get it together.
She would look a certain age for you know, a certain style for a certain age. No?
Yeah. I think that sometimes when it gets start to get a little older, like Mariah Carey is up there. You know, Mariah Carey's been singing for a minute. I don't care what nobody say. I love Mariah, but you know. You know she's up there. Sometimes, I just think you gotta change the way you look to go with the time.
Well, we're gonna get back into some more music.
Okay.
And, you know, got a little bit more time. Let's do some things. Once again, this is Beef Stew Radio. Your man, DJ Big Stew, got K. Nicole in the building. Hot Talk was earlier. We continuing with the Uptown Saturday Jams Hot Talk. Let's do this, y'all.
Jessica. Radio. We got a caller. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Are you speaking to me?
Oh, this is Mr. Situation?
Mr. Solution.
Solution.
Indeed, yes. How did you identify me? Based on the number you plugged me in?
Just by your voice.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I want to add some meat to the wonderful beef stew mix.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear for the musical background.
No, I'll turn the music down.
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I want to introduce the possibly controversial idea. And I just got back off of a wonderful three-hour date, by the way. And I didn't pay a damn cent. And I think that is a fantastic expression of men saving their money and not wasting it on women who really don't mean anything to them. The woman was great. She was a professional woman, very educated. We exchanged wonderful information, obviously, within that three-hour time frame. But I didn't pay one damn cent. Glad of it. Didn't intend to.
Wow.
I just want to promote that as a means of especially single men saving their money. What do you think about that?
I think you're very brave. And, you know.
What do you mean by you're not, you didn't have the intentions on paying it?
Say again? I didn't hear all of that.
You already knew she was going to take you out?
Say again? Okay, repeat the whole sentence. You're breaking up a little bit.
You stated that you didn't pay. You had a beautiful night, and you didn't have intentions on paying. And I just was wondering, what was that? You already knew she was going to take you out?
Well, no. Actually, what happened is we ended up going Dutch. We met at a coffee shop. And I structured it that way so that, and now I like the woman. We had great interactive conversation. We can certainly talk some more, but I did not want to spend money on a woman whom I don't know. I don't know if we will have a meaningful involvement, but we did have a wonderful 3 hours. We spent about 3 hours together. I'm a very interesting guy, by the way. And so what should happen is people should develop their characters and personalities to where they don't have to pay an admission fee. And because this is usually am I on the air, by the way?
Yeah, yeah. You're on the air. You've been on the air since I brought you in, brother.
Uh-oh, I'm in big trouble now.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Anyway. Yeah, I enjoy having coffee a few times a week. I really enjoy coffee, just a regular cup, maybe with cream and raw sugar. But the point of it is we sat there, we had very, very, as I say, good conversation. And I even explained some of these specifics to her. And even though a lot of things I said to her, she said, this is the first time I've heard this. This is the first time I've been introduced to this. I say, now that you have, what do you think? And she says, wow, you know, I agree with that. She was a very pleasant woman. She happened to be a woman of a – we admitted that race is not a scientific construct. It's just a social boondoggle. But nevertheless, she was of another ethnicity. And as I say again, we had – great conversation. Now, this is just over coffee. I didn't buy her a meal. Now, of course, I didn't go into anything extremely controversial. I didn't say, hey, I don't want to pay for you. I didn't deal with it. You know, I was tactful with it. But I think when men are asking women out, for example, and we have to be creative until we increase the conversational overtone, You may call a woman up and ask her, hey, what time are you having dinner? And she tells you. You say, okay, well, let's meet her about 45 minutes to an hour after she has dinner. Now, she doesn't know that she's just gotten aced out of dinner with you, but that's just fine. That's just fine. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to feel obligated to pay for her anyway. And until we open up the dialogue, And the lady and I did touch on this particular point, to where men and women can have truly open and honest conversation.
I agree with you. I think that's not a bad idea for you. And, you know, before you get to know each other, y'all go Dutch. Y'all, you know, nothing lost. You know what I'm saying? Nothing gained, nothing lost.
Yeah, but you got to understand, that's not the popular rave or rage,
yeah,
as it
yeah.
were.
I think that's not growing up. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me?
You grow up, things like that, you're supposed to change things. So let
yeah,
me
but
ask
understand
you,
this. Women
take
don't.
Take that woman out again?
Excuse me?
Would you take out this woman the next time the day comes up?
Well, we would go out again, sure. Definitely, we can go out again. She was interesting, like I said. I wouldn't have spent 3 hours with
her.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? Because we're getting a little bit of talk over.
No, I said, so the next day to be on you, you said, right?
No, I didn't say that.
You said she was interested?
Well, why should the next day? Let me tell you, the next date would be with me, not on me. And I even introduced her to the notion of, walk in the park and a bottle of water. Now, again, a lot of these things were novel to her. And that just says to me, obviously she was in academia, and this just says to me that men and women don't have enough good interactive conversation. Now, she did note to me that a lot of men that she meets want to have sex. And I say, well, that's true of any man. Any man who meets you and likes you wants
yeah,
to have
totally
sex with
agree.
You.
That's mostly what everybody agrees.
And I said, you should want to have sex.
Always, you got your insight. You always come and let us know what's going on, which you appreciate it. Make sure you stay tuned in, Ms. Lucy. Call back again. You can stay tuned in if you're like, it's K to call B2 Radio. We, our time is.
Most of my.
Tanga tibo ongusa tanga ne usama kosa. Anumuna sisi au ya usama kosa. Amuna yeye. Amuna yeye, koma, samakosa. Tanga tanga, umbusa tanga, ne samakosa. Nika so.
Thank you. prueba va a venir a dar la respuesta.
Man, you know, like a sex machine, man,
yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
stay on the scene,
get on up,
like a sex machine,
get on up.
You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Up some more fish, you know what I'm saying? The Kappa just came up in the building. We got the whole family. We get ready to do it up. It's a party, y'all. We're going to keep partying until the morning. We're going to rock a little bit more, and we're going to turn it off, man. But I just want to say good night to everybody, and thanks for tuning in, and thank you for making Beast Stew Radio the people's choice of hip-hop. And, you know, we do our R&B thing once in a while, but you know how we do it. We specialize in that hip-hop, specialize in that new school. We do what we do. So once again, this are the sounds of the brother who we remember the most, man. Growing up, remembering the most. Peace, love, and soul. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to release that pressure. Get up on that thing. Twist you, you better. Get up on that thing. Shake you, bring it now. Get up on that thing. Baby, 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 baby
Seriously.